Chapter 9. The Party. "Welcome," I said, as boys and girls started to arrive at the summer house. Then I walked around the room, passing out drinks. I drank some tequila, and it burned like fire. Then I had a beer. When I finished it, I got another, and I drank that too. The music was loud, and suddenly, I wanted to dance. I kicked off my shoes and threw one arm around Jeremiah. "Billy," he said. "Just dance, Jeremiah," I shouted. So he did, and he was a good dancer. Other people started dancing too. Conrad didn't, but I didn't care. I danced like my heart was breaking, which it was. I felt really hot, so I said, "Can we swim in the pool one last time?" Jeremiah said, "Forget it. Let's swim in the ocean." "Yeah." It sounded like a great idea to me. "No," Conrad said, suddenly standing next to me. "Belly's drunk. She shouldn't swim."
"But I want to," I said. "And I'm not even drunk."
I tried to walk in a straight line to show him. "Sorry," he said, "but you're really drunk." Conrad was so boring and serious at the worst moments.
"You're no fun," I said.
Then I ran to the back door, down the steps, and onto the beach. I felt strong and free and great, and it felt like the house was a million miles away. I didn't have to turn around to know that Conrad was behind me. But I did anyway. "Come back to the house," Conrad said. "I'm not going to pull your dead body out of the ocean." He had the tequila bottle in his hand, and I took it from him and drank some. I felt proud of myself for acting like a girl who could drink tequila straight from the bottle. I stepped toward the ocean, smiling at Conrad. Then I put my foot in. The water was really cold, and suddenly, swimming didn't seem like a great idea anymore. But I hated losing to Conrad.
"Are you going to stop me?" I called.
He sighed and looked back toward the house. I took a big step, then another. The water was up to my knees, and I was shaking with cold. It was stupid, and I didn't know what I was doing. And just when I thought that Conrad didn't care, he moved toward me. He pulled me up and put me over his shoulder.
"Put me down," I screamed, hitting his back.
And for once, he actually listened. And he dropped me in the sand.
"That really hurt," I shouted.
It didn't, but I was mad, and I felt stupid. I kicked sand at his back, and the wind kicked it back at me. Conrad shook his head and turned away from me. He was really leaving.
"Wait," I said.
I had to tell him. He turned back around, but his face was a closed door.
"I need to tell you something. I'm really sorry for what I said to you that day. My voice was high and desperate, and I was crying. At the funeral, I was horrible, and I'm so sorry."
"It's fine," he said.
"Do you forgive me?" I asked.
"Yes," he said. "I forgive you. Now please stop crying." I stepped toward him, and he didn't move away. We were close enough to kiss. I took one step closer, and that's when he said, "Let's go back." Conrad didn't wait for me to answer him. He just started walking away, and I followed, feeling sick. The moment was over because Conrad wanted it to be over. Back at the house, I pushed my way through all the people, ran upstairs, and fell into my bed. The room was going round and round, and I thought about all the stupid things that I said on the beach. I lay on my side and hugged my knees to my chest and cried.
everything was wrong, and suddenly, I wanted my mother. I reached across the bed for the phone. "Mommy?" I said when she answered.
"Belly? What's wrong, Belly? Where are you?"
"I'm at the summer house," I said. "Mr. Fisher is going to sell it, and Conrad is sad, and Mr. Fisher doesn't even care."
"Belly, speak more slowly. I can't hear what you're saying."
"Please, will you come to the summer house and make everything better?"
Then I dropped the phone because it felt so heavy. I closed my eyes, and soon I was asleep. Jeremiah. When Belly and Conrad came back from the beach, they were both wet and sandy. Belly was crying and went straight up to bed, and Conrad lay down on the couch. He was still there when the party was over. I was mad with him. The thought of him and Belly together made me sick. "What happened outside with you guys?" I asked.
"Nothing happened."
"What does that mean?" I asked.
"Nothing means nothing, Jeremiah." I hated when he was like that. He didn't care about anything or anyone.
Did he care about Belly?
I had to know about him and her and how he really felt. So I just asked him, "Do you still like her?" He stared at me in surprise. We never spoke about Belly like this. I wanted him to tell me, but he didn't answer the question. He said, "Do you?" I could feel my face turning red. "I'm not the one who took her to prom." Conrad thought about that. "I only took her because she asked me to."
"Do you like her or not, Conrad?"
I was quiet for a moment, then I said it.
"Because I do.
I like her. I really like her.
Do you?"
"No," said Conrad quickly. He was lying. He liked her. He more than liked her, but he couldn't say it. He wasn't the guy Belly needed. I was mad at him, but I was relieved too. It didn't matter how many times he hurt her. Belly loved Conrad, but now he didn't want to be with her, and I hoped that she might start thinking about me as more than a friend.